I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Greetings, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am guest hosting for Maggie Dawn today on the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Dan Schaefer. Thank you all so much for joining us this afternoon. We're so glad you could be with us across the Civic Media Network. For those of you who might not know me and my work, I am a regular guest here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I am also the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Go check it out. Go subscribe. We got lots of good stuff on there. And today we are thrilled to be joined for the entirety of the show as our guest co-host, Angela Lang, the Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Angela, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I'm also excited to like guest co-host with you. Normally it's with Matt. So it's like, this will be fun.
Yeah, we're mixing it up.
Yeah.
We're mixing it up. Absolutely. And you're joining us in studio.
In studio.
Here in Racine.
Yeah.
We're thrilled to have you here. If any of you out there in our listening audience would like to join the conversation, give us a call. Shoot us a text. 855-752-4842 is the number. We're also streaming live on YouTube and Facebook and the platform formerly known as Twitter.com. So send us your tweets, send us your comments. We'll be reacting to those throughout the show as well. Once again, I am your guest co-host today. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm here with Angela Lang, the Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. We're thrilled to be here with you today. And once again, just for that number, so you can get in touch with us, give us a call, shoot us a text, 855-752-4842. We've got producer Cardi Glisper on the board here for us. Cardi, how are you doing back there?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm recombobulating from 2024 into 2025.
Yes.
I think we all need to, you know, I really lean into that word a lot.
It fits.
It fits for so many things. And I think, you know, after 2024 was a discombobulating year in so many ways.
I agree.
And we all need a little bit of recombobulation going into 2025 here. So that's what we hope to bring you on the broadcast here today, this afternoon, filling in for Maggie on the Maggie Dawn Show. So, Angela, we just had New Year's, just had the holidays. It was a busy stretch. How'd you spend your time?
I spent my time with friends in a small town with less than 800 people in Illinois, in a cabin, basically. And it was a quiet New Year's. There was also a hot tub in the back, which was nice because it was cold. But it was the first year I didn't hear fireworks or gunshots or something. It was strangely quiet. And I think I was in bed by 1 a.m.
Wow, what, you know, this is New Year's at this stage of our lives.
I'm 35
right?
Yeah. Now, but if you'd have seen my New Year's last year, you'd understand why I needed to do it low key this year.
Yeah, well, so you went off the grid basically.
Basically, yeah.
Just hung out in the hot tub with the Airbnb.
Yep.
Hanging out.
We did a puzzle. There were multiple puzzles. I tapped out, but somebody stayed up to like 5 a.m. to finish the dang puzzle. And I'm like, I can't. But that's what we did.
That's some hardcore.
We did puzzles. We had matching pajamas.
Oh, that's terrific.
And we cooked. But it was very wholesome and
that's nice.
So great.
That's great. That's great.
How about you?
So since I have kids, I don't really go out and do the New Year's party thing. Haven't done that in quite some time. But we had another family over for New Year's Eve to, you know, bring their kids and get everybody together.
Nice.
And like do that kind of deal. And I have a tradition now that I always make some seafood.
Okay.
I love seafood.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite types of food. I'm a big seafood guy.
Yeah.
So when I lived in Seattle, in Seattle for like a year.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I got to find some sort of seafood dish that I can make.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I was out there, my office was really close to the the fish market
that
you always
see.
And so they always had different sales and stuff. So I was like, all right, I'm going to pick up some clams and learn how to make some clams. That seems like a good place to start. So I learned how to make linguine with clams.
Nice.
And so now I make that every year on New Year's and go back and, you know, use the seafood cooking experience that I got in Seattle there. And so made linguine with clams. I've added some crab legs to it for the last couple of years, too. So do like a big seafood dinner. For my wife and my friends.
I love that.
We get together and I go all out for it.
That's nice. I like that tradition.
And so we get everybody together, you know, see how long the kids can last. This year they lasted. My daughter lasted till almost 10 p.m. Almost 10 p.m., which is pretty good.
Okay.
And then the adults did make it past New Year's this year.
Good,
past
good. 12 this year. Because sometimes, I mean, the older you get, sometimes I bought Red Bull just in case we needed it.
Yeah.
We didn't need it.
See, I'm a night person generally.
Yeah.
So I'm usually up, you know, it's not like a huge stretch for me to make it to midnight.
Fair.
I'm a night person as it is. My wife less so. You know, she had to make it there. But we had some friends over. We played some cards. We were cracking jokes about like the Ryan Seacrest broadcast.
Going
on. You know, just had a good time. Rang in the new year.
Do you ever watch the CNN broadcast?
So I always just end up seeing that in
the clips online.
With Cooper and who's the other guy?
Andy Cohen.
They like to have a couple shots and
a couple. I didn't watch it this year. We barely watched the TV, but like I saw all like the viral clips, and like every year there's always like an anti Eric Adams mayor of New York rant. The clips this year are like, wow, I think this sums up 2024. It was a little bit of a mess, but it was very entertaining.
Entertaining mess,
yeah,
that I think we're all glad to turn the page on.
Seriously.
In a lot of ways. Yeah, so if you're, let us know out there, how did you spend your New Year's? Let us know in the comments. Give us a call, shoot us a text, 855-752-4842. Cardi, what'd you do on your New Year's?
Well, for my New Year's, let's recap, let's see if I can remember. I worked. I was here.
Fair.
I was here, but for New Year's Eve, I spent time with family. I'm not going to lie. I spent time with family, my kids. We had kids wine or kids champagne for them.
Do you like the sparkling grape juice?
Welch's. Yeah. They had a good time with that. My daughter was the only one that wasn't awake for it. But my youngest, who is 4 months, will be 5 months, my birthday on January 16th, decided to stay up the whole night. So he didn't go to sleep. I didn't go to bed.
He's got a real partier.
We got a Leo edition. So he's a little he's a little feisty. He stays... 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, we were up to with him. So
wow.
Well, I'm sure at that age you got a lot of late nights.
I agree with you on that.
Well, I'm glad we all had a good New Year's and celebrated in our own ways. And you know, it's good to have some traditions with that. Good to try some new things as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angela, you published a piece today at the Recombobulation Area.
Sure did.
We're going to be talking about that a little bit over the course of the show here today. So if you want to check that one out, it is at the recombobulationarea.news, where Angela wrote a piece with the headline, "Where Do We Go From Here?" I think that's going to be kind of one of the themes that we're going to be talking about today as we turn the page. Our first live show for the Maggie Don Show of 2025. Yeah. We're looking ahead to what things are going to be in the second Trump term. And so go check that one out. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more as we get into the next hour of the show here. You know, I think the one quote that I pulled out here that you wrote, "We can be frustrated and still see the humanity in each other. We can feel lost on the next steps of organizing and still be committed to showing up." So do check that one out. We're going to be talking about that one. Yeah, good words.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I wrote that.
Yeah, you did. It was a great piece. So check that one out. It's at the Recombobulation Area right now. Would love your thoughts out there in the Maggie Don Show listening audience of what you think about that piece and what you're thinking about as we turn the page on the calendar into 2025 and what that's going to mean when Donald Trump is president once again. It's not that far off.
Nope. It's only just in a few weeks.
It's a couple weeks. Yeah. Things move fast.
What is time? That's also a thing.
That's
like,
true.
I don't know what time is either.
Yeah. That's part of the holidays, too, because you get lost in not just You know, not just like, oh, we're planning for Christmas, planning for New Year's. You just get lost in this, like...
I have no idea what day it is. I just knew I needed to be here, but I was like, what day is it? Oh, okay, it's Thursday. Well,
and then we got the midweek holidays this year, and that's, I think, throwing everybody off a little bit. You know, you have Christmas and New Year's on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's messing with people because you got to come back for Thursday and Friday, and then it's a short week, and then you're back on the weekend, and it's a weird time.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
That's why we just take off. I don't go back to work until the 13th.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you're hanging out here. So,
I am.
So you're still kind of working.
No, but I choose to do this. That's the thing. It doesn't feel like work. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, we're going to be talking about that piece from Angela. I wanted to talk to you first. We only got a couple minutes before the break. So I'll set this one up before the break here, and then maybe we can come back and talk about it a little bit more. But some of the political news today, Senator Chuck Schumer has endorsed Ben Wickler to be the DNC chair. So not surprised that Wickler running out of the gate. But he always is very smart about timing announcements.
Yeah.
And to get people right back from New Year's.
He knows.
He got that announcement in Politico with the Chuck Schumer endorsement right off the bat here. Skilled communicator.
Yes.
You know, we've both, you know, interacted with Ben a whole lot over the last few years as he's been the party chair in Wisconsin. So I guess my question about this, though, and we'll get into it a little bit more after the break. Is this a good thing? Is it a good thing to have the endorsement of the of Chuck Schumer? Who all things about him as an individual aside, but just like having the endorsement of somebody who is part of the Democratic establishment.
And
it's
what
not about whether
it
is Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or whoever it might be. About having an endorsement at this moment for the Democratic Party from somebody who is part of the Democratic establishment and has been part of, I don't know, some losses
some
over
things.
The years.
Yeah.
And so we'll get a little bit further into that. But in the statement to Politico, Schumer called Wickler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. Politico reported that Schumer is currently the highest ranking Democrat to weigh in on the race. It's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. But obviously a well-timed endorsement.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Ben Wickler, smart way of getting himself into the news cycle as people, you know, return to the office, get back into things. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host today. I am here with Angela Lang. She is my guest co-host today. And we will be right back after the break. Stick with us.